USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
New York's Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo will meet President Trump at the White House today to talk about a recent administration decision to block New Yorkers from taking part in travel programs that allow quicker passage through borders and at airport checkpoints. DHS says it's reacting to a new New York law allowing illegal immigrants to apply for driver's licenses. And DHS says the policy is preventing access to the state's Department of Motor Vehicle Records. Although Cuomo said yesterday he doesn't buy that.
I don't believe it's about access to DMV records. I believe it's about politics. I don't believe the DMV database has anything to do with the what's called the TTP program.
Closing arguments begin today in the New York rape trial of disgraced movie exec Harvey Weinstein, the defense resting its case yesterday without Weinstein ever taking the stand. This is USA Radio News.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Fallout continues after the U.S. Justice Department overrules its own prosecutors and agrees to lower the amount of prison time it will seek for President Trump's ally Roger Stone. It followed a tweet from President Trump calling the original 7 to 9 year recommendation excessive. Those attorneys then quit the case. Then Mr. Trump tweeted congratulations to Attorney General William Barr. Here's Wayne State Law Professor Peter Henning.
Attorney General Barr has decided they're going to make a recommendation for a much lighter sentence, not the 7 to 9 years. So that's really just a slap in the face of the prosecutors who actually prosecuted Roger Stone and obtained the convictions. So I guess in a sense, the higher levels in the Department of Justice don't really care.
Iowa's Democratic Party chief resigning after last week's caucuses fiasco. Troy Price again apologizing and saying Iowa Democrats deserve better. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention now saying it's preparing for the coronavirus to take a real foothold in the U.S. The head of the agency's Center for Respiratory Diseases saying yesterday that the U.S. or another country will likely see the spread of the virus soon. It's already killed more than 1,000 people and sickened tens of thousands. So far, there are 14 confirmed cases of the virus in the U.S. They say the CDC is working to make sure that face masks and gloves will be available in case of an outbreak. The CDC is also monitoring over 30,000 people who have come to the U.S. from China since mid-January. The new CEO of BP says it's time for the energy giant to reinvent itself. Bernard Looney, who took the top spot this month, saying that that means eventually investing more in alternative energy. He estimated it's going to take trillions of dollars to, in his words, rewire the world's energy system since carbon-based resources are finite. The company's announced plans to reach zero carbon emissions by 2050, although it has set no specific targets in the meantime. You can find us online anytime. We've had a very recently redesigned website we'd like you to check out when you get a chance. You can find us at usaradio.com. That's usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.